Thank you guys for being with us tonight. So good to have you. And you're supposed to say it's good to be had. But, especially when Jesus has you, right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father. We just rejoice in you, Lord, tonight. You've given life and breath to all of us. In you we live and move and have our being. Oh, holy God, we look to you. We know where our help comes from. Lord, you are the source of all life. And you is life. And you are the light of men, Lord. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I'll give you rest. How many need some rest? Amen. Hallelujah. Just rest. Hallelujah. You know, I used to get offended when people would fall asleep. Now I just let them sleep. Maybe it's the first sleep they've had in a long time. So, you know. Oh, hallelujah. If we're resting in the Lord, right? And the Lord gives his beloved sleep. So, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord is attracted to those who are grateful. Thanksgiving. You know, we can find something always to be thankful for. One of these days, this old tent's going to take its final breath, you know. And all the troubles of life will be over. But you know, Jesus said, where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. So store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Fix your eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. In him we are complete, in whom dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You want to know what perfect theology looks like? Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus is perfect theology. If you know him, you know the word. And by the written word, we know the living word. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, guys, I don't know what the weather's going to look like tomorrow. There's some forecast. I just look at the one that I like to look at, the one that tells me there's not going to be any snow. So, but nice try, right? So, you know, some people treat the Bible that way, right? But anyways, moving right along. So we're going to cancel just out of safety the potluck Sunday afternoon, okay? And we'll see what happens. We'll get the word out if we're not able to make it out here tomorrow night, all right? But we're here tonight. God is with us. How many are glad you came tonight? Amen. You're supposed to say yes, so you make me feel good, right? Yeah. But Jesus makes us feel good. Hallelujah. It's okay, by the way. You know, God gave us feelings, right? We just don't get the cart before the horse, right? We're not led by our feelings, but good feelings will follow faith and obedience. How many of you know that's true? Hallelujah. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. How many have ever been joyful and not been happy? I know some people want to dice that up. I'm happy, but I'm not joyful. Or I'm joyful, but I'm not happy. But come on. The Lord wants happy campers. Amen. Remember, we're just passing through, okay? This is not our permanent home. Amen. We're in boot camp right now, all right? We're in the dressing room of eternity. God's getting his bride, his people ready. Hallelujah. Amen. And what a friend we have in Jesus. What an escape. Hallelujah. That's the great escape right there. Amen. Is to hide ourselves in him. Hallelujah. To seek his face. To come into his presence. Hallelujah. Where we'll find rest for our souls. Brother Rick, would you come on up? And Brother Rick Payton and Debbie, his wife, from Centralia Pathway Church of God. Make sure I get that right. So Pastor Rick is a Holy Ghost man, and I'm thrilled and honored to have you, brother, here today. So,
how's everybody doing? Praise God. It's good to see you all here on a Friday night. Praise God. If the Lord will give us the liberty, I know there's liberty here tonight. But if the Lord gives us liberty to preach, I want to come with me to Judges chapter 6. If you want to put your finger in there or something to do while I talk about a couple of things. We're really excited. How many were here with us last year in January? We came and we really tried to rally all the churches together and come up to Shelton and do I believe last year we did three nights of revival, and we're excited to be back with you guys. Thank you, Pastor Keith, so much for your hospitality and willingness to posture yourself as going after the Lord. And I always enjoy being in worship with you guys, and I've talked about it before, but when we first moved here from Idaho and we were in Centralia, we would drive up here on Sunday nights just to be ministered to by Pastor Keith and the worship that goes on here. And it's wonderful. There's great anointing on it, but there's also something going on in the realm of authority when they're playing and singing, when Pastor Keith is leading worship there. And I got some of that new wine tonight as we were worshiping, and so if I end up on the ground and laughing, you guys just carry on with the service, okay? The Lord is so good, isn't He? And can I share a quick story that is not my sermon? Will that work? Really fast in Matthew chapter 8, there's a centurion who comes up to Jesus and he says, "Lord, my servant is sick." And Jesus answers and says, "I'll come and heal him. I'll come and lay hands on him and heal him." And the centurion says, "I'm a man under authority, and I understand how authority works. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And I say to that one, come, and he comes. So rather than coming to my house, because I'm not worthy of you coming and being under my roof, but speak the word only. And I know my servant will be healed." And so Jesus said, "I've not seen so great a faith. No, not in Israel." And he spoke the word. Right? Now, if we drop down a few verses, we find that Jesus is ministering to several people. And it talks about those who even had oppressive spirits, unclean spirits, that he ministered to them, and he drove the devil out with a word. Amen? Amen. And I just want to tell you that tonight. Here's what I believe. I believe the Lord is going to take us to a place tonight. We're going to touch a place tonight where God would bring deliverance and healing by a word. Amen? Hallelujah. What has to change? Just our heart, our posture in our heart, right? So instead of saying, it's okay to say this, it's great to say this, but we're used to coming to a revival meeting, say, "Boy, the Lord touched me." Somebody say it with me. Say, "Boy, the Lord touched me." I was sitting right back there and they were singing. And I'm telling you, the Lord touched me. Right? And he said, it's happy hour. And I just started laughing. And I just really had trouble even bringing it back under control. If you understand what I mean. Boy, the Lord touched me. Right? But there's a place we can go in our faith where we understand that we are people under authority. Amen? And we can say, you know what? Jesus spoke a word. And I want to tell you something tonight. That one word from God can change your life. One word from God can absolutely change your life. Amen, somebody. Somebody just say, Lord, speak the word only. Amen? Is that good? All right, now let's go to Judges chapter 6. All right. I'm in a hurry. Which doesn't always mean much, but... truly a blessing to be here with you folks. Judges chapter 6. Children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Right? Now let's drop down if we can. And verse 7. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. I delivered you out of the hand of Egypt, out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you that I am the Lord your God. Fear not for the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But you have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah and pertained to Joash. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Quickly tonight, I want to just ask you a question. Who are you? Somebody just big and loud say, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God, right? Amen. That's who you are. Amen. The bride of Christ. Amen. Right? You're not a failure. You're not confused. You're not addicted. You're a child of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. You're a child of God. And this angel shows up and he's watching Gideon. And Gideon is threshing wheat where they tread out the wine. And there's an interesting story for us tonight. And I just had to get this far anyway. This might be all the farther we go. But because of my experience that I had during singing, during worship, the idea of wheat being threshed is it has to be thrown in the air so that the air can get to it and all the chaff is driven away, and you don't do that in the place of a wine press. You don't do that in a wine press, right? So we say, you don't do that there, right? And one of the things that I want to, can I talk about revival and can I talk about some of the habits of God where revival is concerned? Is that okay? I'm certainly not trying to be a know-it-all or any of those things, but thank God, God is visiting his people again here in America. And I believe with all my heart, if I've ever felt the spirit of revival, I feel the spirit of revival here tonight. I really do. Are there things that we can change and work on? Yeah, and let's look at a couple of those things. One of them is this, is you don't go get bread from the wine press. Right? So one of the things that the spirit of revival does is it teaches us how to not force God into doing something he's not doing. Hallelujah. So if he's given us bread, if there's revelation that's coming and he's just given us bread, let's all sit down and eat bread. Right. But if he's letting the wine flow and people are getting, you know, they're falling out, they're getting healed and they're getting filled with the Holy Ghost and they're coming up laughing at other things. Hey, guess what? There's wine. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. And it's okay to go ahead and give God permission to say, you know what, Lord, if you want to bring the bread, we'll eat with you. Yeah. Right? And if you want to let the wine flow, then hallelujah, we want to let the wine flow along with you. Amen. How many, does that make any sense at all to some people? In other words, we're going to let him be God. Well, what do you know? Let's let him be God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, what are you serving tonight, Lord? Well, we're going to serve a little bit of wine and a little bit of bread and then more wine. That's what we're going to do tonight. Hallelujah. Does that make sense to anybody tonight? You don't have to worry about a hangover either. Isn't that beautiful? I love it. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. I love this story. Who are you again?
Child of God.
You mighty man of valor. And Gideon said to him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then has all this befallen to us? Why has all these bad things happened? Have you heard about what's gone on? We've been through some stuff. I said, we've been through some stuff, but I want to just remind you that God knows. I'm not trying to get you to never talk about it or anything like that. I think some of us need some time, to talk about some things. Amen. Somebody. And, remember the old song, let's have a little talk with Jesus. Remember that we grew up with? And that's a wonderful thing to do. But every now and then, we may have to have more than just a little talk. Come on, saints. We may have to have that sweet hour of prayer. Eh? Hallelujah. And allow the Lord to be our wonderful counselor and to speak to us about some of these things that we have been through. Amen. So imagine being through some things. And they had made some mistakes, didn't they? And the Bible, because the Bible told us that the children of Israel did exactly what God told them not to do. And then they began to cry out because of Midian, the people who were against them. And this is what Gideon is referring to. He's saying, hey, we've been through some stuff, man. If the Lord's with us, oh, mighty man of valor, the Lord's with you. Well, if the Lord's with us, then why have we had to go through this stuff? Hallelujah. And here's what he says after that. Why has all this befallen us? And where are his miracles? Can you say that with me? Where are his miracles? Which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and has delivered us into the hand of the Midianites. Again, I want to ask you one more time, who are you? If an angel showed up and called you a mighty man or woman of valor, would you argue with that angel? Oh, hallelujah. I just am starting to sense that maybe you guys can kind of relate to Brother Gideon just a little bit. See, every once in a while, we got to read stories like this and remember something. There's something very valuable that we can remember. That not only does God know about the problems we have, it's that God planned the problems that we had so that we would return to Him with our whole hearts. Amen, somebody. It gets better. The angel says, "O mighty man of valor." And I love what Gideon says. If God's with us, why does this happen? Where are His miracles? Several years ago, I was involved in prison ministry, and I was given a Wednesday night service in my church from our pastor, our lead pastor. And he called me his assistant, associate. And I had a Wednesday night service and prison ministry. And man, we were just going after souls. And I had a friend, and this is, you know, way back when. This is like 100 years ago. And I had a friend who lived next door to me, and he was like super gardener. And I'd get home from work, and I'd just go over there. He'd be out there working in the garden, and I'd go over there just to admire his stuff and think, oh, he might have more cucumbers than he knows what to do with, right, or something like that, you know. And I guess if not, all else fails, he'll probably have a zucchini, you know. But so, right, where I'm from, you lock your car in the fall of the year after midsummer. Otherwise, somebody's liable to sneak a zucchini into your car. But he would talk to me, Pastor. He would say, "Rick, I love those meetings that you're having, and there's souls being saved." And we were doing these prayer marches around the school, and some of the kids would come with other kids, and they were getting saved and baptized in the Holy Ghost, and it was just a wonderful thing. And my friend next door, he'd say, "Boy, I love those services, but where are the miracles? Where are the miracles?" And I'm telling you, that used to bug me so bad. It used to bug me so bad. I'd go to work and I'd whine to God about it. In those days, what I did for a living is I ran a chainsaw so nobody else but God could hear me. And I'd say, "God, how come you can't make him appreciate that souls are being saved?" And the Lord would just be quiet. I'd say, "God, are you going to talk to him?" He'd say, "No." And I'd get home, and the same thing had happened. I'd go over there hoping to get some vegetables, and instead what I got was, "Your services were awesome, but where are the miracles?" I ended up with just this whole idea inside of me that if God did miracles, He was going to do a miracle for me. A few months later, I had set aside some time to seek the Lord and a place to seek the Lord. And a few months later, our pastor had a heart attack. And I went over to his house, and he knew that I'd been in this place of seeking the Lord. And I went over to his house, and He said, let Rick pray for me before you put me in the ambulance. And so I laid my hands on him. Let me tell you about one other first, can I? My neighbor, his we all called him Grandpa Gehring. And Grandpa Gehring had his grandson is my best friend. It's actually Pastor Paul Baldwin over there in Idaho. And I believe you've probably met him. I think you probably have. You maybe don't remember him. But Pastor Paul had a shoulder. They used to call them trick shoulders. The shoulder would slide out of place. Anybody ever heard of that? And so this one particular night, his wife comes run over to our house and knocks on the door and says, Paul's shoulder had just come out of place. And I was like, I've been studying and praying on this thing. And I went over there and he's like, you're going to have to pull on this thing and pull it back in. And I'm like, and every time I go to pull on his shoulder, he'd start screaming. Right. And I'm thinking, man, I'm hurting this guy. We better call the ambulance, you know. And so we had medical come in and he said, Rick, I'm telling you, you're going to have to pull this back in. And so I'm praying for him and then I'd yank and he'd start screaming. That was my first healing meeting. I'd pray for him. And then I would yank as he instructed me to do. And then he would start screaming. And finally, the ambulance came. And whenever they put him into the ambulance, he settled down enough that his shoulder went right back in place. Now, here's what ended up happening with that. Is he said, the way that went back in, I'm telling you, that was God. And he was all excited about it. I was like, man, I got to get away from this guy. He's going to be telling everybody that I was hurting him and putting the hurt on him when his shoulder was out of place. But here's what he ended up telling me. He ended up telling me, he said, the way that went back in, it's never done that before. That was God. And I was like, okay, well, praise the Lord. I'm never going to do it again, but praise the Lord. Right? And here's what ended up happening. I was hunting with him a couple of years ago. And we were laughing about this very story. And he was laughing and carrying on. And it was a good time. And he said, you know what's funny about that, too? He said, I've never told you this. It's never gone out again since you did that. Somebody say hallelujah. Right? Hallelujah. Now I'm not saying to go out there and not worry about roughing people up and hurting them and that's not at all what I'm saying, but I am saying that God is faithful to his word and he does have things that he wants to do through you. Amen, somebody. Now back to our pastor. Our pastor had this heart attack and he had asked me to pray. And so before they put him in the ambulance, we prayed, we laid hands on him and prayed. And whenever they got him up in the ambulance again. I don't know why the Lord chose to do this, but another situation where once they got him loaded up in there, he's fine. And he just refused to go with them. There wasn't any arm pulling or leg pulling or nothing. Not even any finger pulling, right? And so it was just all good. And so it almost felt like I could tell people about that miracle. Here's what your Bible says. Your Bible says that here's Jesus speaking. I want you to think about the situation we're in, saints. Jesus speaking, and he said, unless you see signs and wonders, you won't believe. Now, let's turn that around. Right? Unless people see signs and wonders, they won't believe. Amen? And God wants to use you for signs and wonders. Amen, somebody. God wants to use you. See, how many times have you been sitting there and maybe it was like Paul, a friend, had a shoulder slide out, right? And I'm not, you don't have to grab it and start yanking on it or any of that stuff. But what if God put you in that situation for signs and wonders? Amen, somebody. We got the opportunity to pray for a few people since we've been in Centralia. One of the things that they told us about our pastor is he had had a heart attack previously. And what they told us was after we had prayed and the church prayed and there was even some fasting that we did and whatnot. It was a group effort. Somebody say group effort. And they told us that his heart looked like it might have been a new heart. Isn't that something? So yeah, go ahead and praise the Lord a moment. All right. For whatever reason, the Lord does that from time to time through our ministry, and we're grateful. We had the opportunity to pray for a gal, and I just got the opportunity to talk to her here recently. She stopped by the church and was visiting, and same kind of deal. We had prayed for her. Her heart, she had had a heart attack. It was supposed to kill her. We prayed for her, and the doctors, whenever they got her to the hospital, they're prepared to do all these tests on her, find out how bad everything is and all that. And instead, they looked at her heart and said, "We don't have to do any tests on you. This isn't the same heart that we looked at yesterday." Okay. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Isn't God good? Amen. So I was fighting a particular personal battle. I know none of you've ever had any of that. I'll just tell you what it was. I had fallen off of a ladder doing some work on the church, and I'd fallen off of a ladder and tore up my knee. And I'd been holding out for God to give me a healing, right? And maybe I should have found somebody like Paul who'd come by and pray for it and pull on it, maybe. I don't know. But it didn't get healed. I had everybody I could think of pray for me on this leg, and I ended up having to have a knee replacement. And I got my knee replaced, and then I replaced my good positive attitude with a down in the mouth attitude because God didn't heal it the way I thought He should. And I know none of you in here have ever done anything like that. Is it all right if I just share this story? Do you think it might help your faith somehow? Because I was pouting about it. I was like, "God, I was expecting you to heal my leg." Right? There was times that the Lord would touch it. Somebody would pray for me. The Lord would touch it, and I'd go out, and 2 days later have that thing all tore up again. And so I was pouting pretty good, right? It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. And I hadn't thrown myself a pouting party that good in a long time. And I was just like, "God, are you even going to, are you even going to use me for healing anymore? What's going on? How come you didn't heal my leg?" And finally, the Lord, I don't know whether it was the Lord or he sent an angel or he just, was using walkie-talkies from heaven, maybe, because I know my attitude was so stinky that I'm sure he didn't want to be where I was. Hallelujah. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. I started singing songs like that, and the Lord started speaking to me. I quit complaining about my problem and started singing and rejoicing and repenting and paying attention. Am I in His presence? No, I got a sour attitude. I don't know if He's ever cast me away from His presence, but I know He's left my presence. How many in here know what I'm talking about? Spirit of the Lord came to me, and this is what He said. Now, it made sense to me. He said, I've healed you. I've told this story here last year. Lord said, I healed you whenever you had a tumor on your brain, and I took that tumor away. And He said, I healed your back, and I took that away. And He said, your leg's healed and it's fine now. But you had to go through the way my people go through. I thought so, too. And it really made me dial it back a little bit and repent some more to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to me and He said, there's a meeting going to happen over here. There's something going on. It's out by Olympia. And the Lord said, I want you to go to that meeting. If you go to that meeting, He had brought the anointing on me as though I was ministering. And He said, if you go to that meeting, He said, I'm going to let you minister at that meeting. And I was still gimping, you know, from surgery. And I was like, God, that's not going to happen. Right. Aren't you glad you guys don't talk to God like that? And Holy Ghost, I guess He was tired of my attitude. He said, well, just stay home then. I was like, I ain't going to stay home. There ain't no way. I ain't staying home. And I went out to this meeting, and the guy who was running the meeting, he said, oh, Pastor Rick's here. Pastor Rick, this is our friend over here, and he's got a problem. This particular guy's problem was he had an accident and had a brain bleed. And he said, now, Pastor Rick operates in healing and the gift of healing, and he's going to come down here, and I'm on a crutch still, right? I wish I had a video of this thing. So I'd sit down and laugh with you guys. It's the dumbest thing I've ever even heard of. Pastor Rick's going to come down here and pray for you. He had this brain bleed, right? This is a life and death thing. And Pastor Rick's going to come down here dragging his leg on his crutch and minister the healing power of God to this guy. Right? Now, I don't know about you, but if I got the opportunity to get in somebody else's prayer line and a guy on the crutch's prayer line, whose prayer line are you getting into? All right? A And so I went over and laid hands on this guy after, you know, after all this. I'm thinking, Holy Ghost, you really got me. This is a setup. This ain't nothing more than a setup. Just like it was clear back whenever I was yanking on Paul's shoulder. I think, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the guy who was running the meeting said, oh, here comes Pastor Rick. And I'm pretty sure he said, God's with him. And I was like, if God's with me, then why am I walking up here to minister? So I laid hands on this guy and we prayed and everybody prayed and the glory dropped. And everybody else started wiping their eyes. And this guy goes, I'm healed, I'm healed. Okay, well, go to the doctor. You got an appointment already because it's a brain bleed, right? So go to the doctor. He went to the doctor and he was released from the doctor's care for having the brain bleed because it was stopped and they couldn't find it. And not only was the brain bleed stopped, but there was no blood residue on the brain. Hallelujah. Our God does all things well, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Isn't God good? And I said, here's what I told the Lord. I said, God, I don't even care how stupid I look. I don't even care. If you'll do that. If you'll do that. I don't even care. I don't care if I have to get drunk in the spirit and fall out on the floor and they have to come up and put my hand on them. I don't even care. Just do that. Just do that thing. Amen, somebody? Amen. Who are you? I just believe there's something happening in the faith around this region. I really do. I believe it with all my heart. I feel it every time I come up here. And I'm telling you, I believe, that, Pastor, you're going to stand in this pulpit. And many of you are going to get words from the Lord as well. And you're going to stand in this pulpit and you're going to release words all over this place. And you're going to begin to all over this region. And you're going to begin to hear the stories of how this one was in the hospital or this one was laying in a ditch. They took too much of something. Come on now. Right? God wants to do a work. And I'm certainly not here to try to tell you that I'm God's man of faith and power or anything of that nature. But I would like to tell you if he can use me, he can use anybody. Could you just lift your hands for a moment in this place? And I want to just tap in if you've been thirsty before and you know what happens, because Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come unto me and drink, and out of his belly would come rivers of living water. Could you just open the valve on those rivers of living water and just let them flow a little bit? Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Moshala monte mehe como moya maha. Ando romondore dehe tomo shiki. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Listen, if there's anybody here tonight and you haven't made peace with Jesus, what are you waiting for? Jesus is the greatest thing that will ever happen to you. He's the greatest thing that will ever happen to you. Amen. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. And so if you're here tonight and you haven't made peace, you haven't given your life to Jesus, would you wave at me? if you'd like for that to happen tonight. Is there anyone? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If there's anyone here tonight and you got, if you look at your Holy Ghost level and there's room for more, would you just ask Him to fill you afresh and anew? Yes, Lord, let the river flow. Let me carry some of that river around with me, Lord, wherever I go. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Do something in the faith. I have, the last few times I've been here, I just have been really sensing the authority that you're touching, even in worship and the music and that. And even the work that it's doing in the lives of the people. And I just really believe that we should get behind that and recognize that and start keeping track of the people that come walking through the door back there that have been touched. Because when you're playing here, the Holy Ghost is touching somebody out there somewhere. Amen. It's a holy thing that's going on. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Amen. How many believe the Holy Ghost has touched you tonight? How many can feel the anointing tonight? Will you guys help me pray for people? Will you? Just do this with me, would you? Would you just say, Lord, if there's anything in my life, any bad attitudes, like that Pastor Rick was talking about, I just ask you to put it under the blood of Jesus. Don't let there be anything in my life that would hinder the flow of your anointing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. How many can begin to feel the anointing settling on you even now? Right? He's here, and He's here to touch people. I'm going to just call out a couple things, but if you need prayer, you can just wave your hand if you want, and we'll pray for you. And I got a whole bunch of people signed up, and they're going to help me tonight. And so God's going to touch you right there where you're sitting, and we're going to rejoice with you. Amen? There's something going on with somebody's foot. It might be a couple of somebody's, but there's something has to do with your ligaments in your foot. What is it? Is that plantar fascia? Is that what they call that? Plantar fasciitis. And I'm not going to pull your foot or nothing. But I'm telling you, the Lord's going to touch you. Amen. There's somebody else with the foot thing. It's tied to an accident of some kind. And the Lord's going to touch that thing tonight. Amen. And if that's you, just lift your hand. If that's you, we got a few people there. Will you lift your hand one more time? Because I got to get some of my helpers to get hands on you. If you're sitting where you can get to anybody who waved their hand or lifted their hand. Amen. All right. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're believing you. We're believing you right now to touch your people. Touch your people, God. Touch your people. Father, we thank you for the very blood of Jesus. We release right now. We release under the authority of Jesus, under the authority of the Word of God. We release the anointing of God. Under the authority of the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching and healing even now. even now. In Jesus' name, say it with me, say, touch. In Jesus' name, touch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anything happening? Can somebody wave at me if there's release or something's happened or if there's manifestations happening in your body? Anybody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let me just real fast. The Lord heals so that He can heal. Right? So God, where you've been healed, God wants to use you to heal somebody else. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody just real fast lay hands on your chest right here. Lord talks about a singleness of heart. The Bible talks about a singleness of heart. Right now, that place in your heart, the center of your being, it's not a place for confusion to live any longer. Amen. Amen, somebody. The peace of God that passes all understanding. We break any whatever, any emotional scarring, any of those things. Amen, somebody. Just look at your neighbor and say, I don't have to limp through my next season. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? No limping from the leg and no limping from the heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. There's refreshing, Lord. So I want to just a couple more things. And then if there's somebody else who has something the Lord's showing you, that's fine. Or however, Pastor, however you want to do this. We are absolutely, positively want to be in 100% submission to you. So if I've jumped ahead on anything, you just let me know. It's called this phrase. It's in the Bible, fit for the master's use. Amen. Fit for the master's use. So we want to continue to have revival. We want to continue to go after the Lord. But realize that in the process of that, certainly we want to repent. We want to repent for our nation and, you know, repent for everything you can think of. Praise God and stay in a flow of repentance. Acts 3:19, repent therefore and be converted that your sins might be blotted out for the times of refreshing that shall come from the presence of the Lord. And so we don't ever want to stop repenting, all right? But along with that, understand that in the presence of the Lord, God's going to call you to do more than just repent. He's going to call you to allow the Holy Spirit to make you whole and strong again. Amen, somebody. Amen. Somebody receive that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad there's not a drug problem in Shelton? Oh, no, stay with me now. Aren't you glad there's not a drug problem in Shelton? As the mighty man of valor has taken care of it. Right? That's you and Pastor Keith. Right? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus cast out devils with the word. Right? You guys are going to cast out devils with the word, right? Praise the Lord. Was there anybody else who was under a doctor's care or you're in pain or something going on and you want prayer tonight? About three weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Yeah, you're walking pretty good. So-so. Can't bend it. It'll come. The Lord's with you. Amen. The Lord's with you. And we just pray the peace of God over you now. Amen. God hadn't forgotten about you. You know, the Lord might have just had me come up here and preach this tonight just for you. Because He's crazy about you. Amen. But we just declare over you the peace of God, sis. The peace of God that passes all understanding. And joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. From this moment on. From this moment on. No more tripping on the lip. Right? Amen. And it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. I love you so much, Rick. It's so good to see you again, buddy. It's so good to see you again, man. Praise God. Will you just lift your hands? I just want to bless you. Is there something going on? Can't hear? Yeah? Well, let's do. Yeah? Lord, open those ears. Yeah, go ahead and lay your hands on him right now. Just say, Lord, open those ears. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Open those ears. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Anybody want to testify? What's up? Complete healing from Jesus. He's the one who does that kind of stuff. He does. Now, is your name Jimmy? Is that what I heard the people calling you? Jimmy, it's nice to meet you. I'm Rick. I'm so glad you know Jesus. Has Jesus been good to you? Now, I want to just ask you something. This is just between you and me. Has Jesus been better to you than you've been to yourself? He has me too. Isn't that crazy? Why wouldn't anybody want to serve him? Yeah. Can you feel that going in your arm right there? Yeah, as we're talking? Yeah. That's the anointing of God. Oh, I love it. I love you, Jimmy. God, touch this man. Touch him. Touch Jimmy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Just manifesting your love all over Jimmy. All inside of Jimmy. All throughout Jimmy. When people encounter Jimmy, they're going to have an encounter with the love of God. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we believe you to touch and heal our friend Jimmy. Complete. Spirit, soul, and body, all the way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it, buddy. You doing good? Yeah. Praise God. Has anything changed? What's changed? Everything? Praise God. Hallelujah. I love it. Isn't the Lord good? God bless you. I love you so much. He's so good, isn't he?